Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. If you're just waking up, good morning, and thank you for being here. My name is Jean Salch, and I'm also known as Gina Divine Healing. Let's just take a moment and just like take a breath and bring yourselves into the space for your question. I am going to ask everyone to please keep your questions to one question so that everybody can have a fair chance to have their question answered, because everybody has been waiting very patiently. Anyone who would like to have their water charged, just get your water ready in the meantime. It only takes 20 seconds, and the effects are 0 to 5 minutes. For those who are new about that, what we do is I turn myself over as a vessel for the divine, 100% pure divine energy, and they work through me for your water. So as we begin now, I am inviting all of the ascended masters with permission and sacredness. I am inviting the grandmothers of the four directions with sacredness and permission. I am inviting the great chiefs. I am inviting White Buffalo with sacredness and permission. I am inviting all callers, ancestors who have an important message for them that is for the highest good. I invite beloved Pachamama, Mama, Gaia. I invite Creator of all creation for the highest good. Okay, I'm going to open the line for the first caller. Area code 805, did you have a question?
I do. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know if you foresee a relationship coming in, because during my meditation about 6 months ago, I've been asking God to bring in, you know, a male companion relationship for me, marriage and abundance, and I heard it's coming soon. So I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
It's coming very soon. It's coming before the end of June.
Oh.
Here is the way, and I'll tell you this very quickly so that I can go to the next call. But this is what you can do in the meantime. You can sit down, since you're a meditator, is awesome, because then this will be really easy for you. So you'll sit in meditation if you choose with your free will. And from your heart chakra, send a pink love cord to this man that is coming, okay? Now, when you first plug in, you'll know when it's plugged in, because you'll feel the energy be sporadic back and forth, okay? And then it will come to a calm and peaceful flow, okay? If you choose, now, you don't want to be aggressive. You want to be very soft, high. You know, we're going to meet each other soon, or I'm looking forward to meeting you. I can sense that we're going to be coming into each other's life, and I just thought this might be a way for us to get to know each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you that way, and I'm not saying you have to, and neither are they, then that will move it along to the middle of May.
Oh. Okay, so I should talk to him in a lovely way, right? Talk to him in a lovely way.
Yes, but you want to be very, like, soft, slow, not like, oh, I'm so excited. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You want the energy to be very tranquil in your conversation. Does it make sense that way?
Yes, that's a good word,
Keep your telecommunication at like how we're talking right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the love vibration you'll still feel, okay? But you don't want it to come in like, it's like you don't want somebody coming up 2 inches in your face. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When somebody comes up to talk to you, you want them at least a couple of feet away, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So you get my point.
Yes.
All righty.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye. God bless.
Hello, area code 303.
Hello?
Did you have a question? Hi, did you have a question?
Yes. I understand that it might be challenging to come up with a kind of a little bit of a time, a window of time with a situation, you know, with this pandemic and everything. But I would like to know, because I have a cross-country move that I need to make this year. And, of course, everything is completely on hold. But I wanted to know, it's completely on hold, and it's very burdensome as well. But I would like to know what, you know, that when the doors open, what might help me to get this going.
Okay. Well, right now, all you can do, well, not all you can do. Right now, what they're saying is just be excited and happy and joyful and pack what you don't need right now because you are going. It's all going to work out. You're going to get to make the move. You're going to make the drive, or unless you're flying and having your things shipped. And you're going to stay healthy, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Yes, I'm here.
did I answer your question? Because as soon as you started talking,
really.
They said
no,
she's going to move. Yeah. All right, well, then what exactly is your question?
Well, I mean, kind of it was more like the question really wasn't if I'm going to move, but because everything is delayed and it is a cross-country move, so I need to, it's kind of a two-step process where I actually need to go and look at these places, go and look at the areas I'm considering and then come back. And then actually, you make some decisions and make the move. So it's a very arduous process. it's really kind of exhausting when I think about it. So, but I just, again, and this big delay is making it more arduous right now. So I just wanted to know what I can do to kind of climb this mountain and get to the other side in the best way. Most nurturing, supportive way to myself.
Just keep the trust in the faith because it's all going to work out. They're saying that you'll be making the first trip in June, sometime in June.
Okay.
So that's not that far away.
Okay.
Just know that it's coming soon. And it's all smooth and all is also healthy at the same time.
Does it seem like this might finally be completed by the end of 2020?
It should be completed by the end of July.
Well,
it's going to move super fast, okay? It's going to move super fast for you. That's why they said get ready.
Okay.
Because you're getting exactly what you're asking for, and it's going to go smoothly. They just want you to have the trust in the faith and to be happy about it because it's coming faster than you are thinking it will because of all the stuff going on right now.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Correct. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. God bless you.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, area code 212.
This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there. I just want to see if I could ask for a message from one of the masters there, if that's possible.
Sure. So in other words, you're asking the divine masters what is in your highest good that you would that you need to hear right now?
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All righty. Let's ask them.
Thank you.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying is you need to think about and consider focusing on self-worth.
Right.
Because that is what you need to hear the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
And you have such amazing gifts. Okay, this is what they're saying. He has such amazing gifts. And this is what's holding that, all those wonderful things back. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The doors opening, your everyday in general, in all direction, life shifting for the better. You get what I'm saying? Like your heart's desires is where I'm coming from and where they're coming from. That is the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Does that resonate for you? Does that resonate?
Oh, yeah. That's been a lifelong kind of thing I brought in with me when I was born, along with my experiences in this life. So I think it's been a kind of age-long theme, like ages-long theme.
Yes, actually, it goes back 62 generations on your mother's side, and hang on, if I'm not writing this, so if you are, you can. 464. From what did I?
Father's side.
I'm writing this down now because what, they're talking and talking, and then I don't remember what they're saying. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always trying to take notes here. Okay, so. But it also does not stem just from Earth, okay? So you can go past that to other planets such as Pluto. You can go back also as far as Saturn, okay? And then you can go outside the solar system if you're open that far out of the box, okay? Bryn, in the meantime, what you could do is, you know, if you're a meditator, is, you know, you can sit and you can focus. And I'm starting to cough now because I'm starting to feel this stuff. It's okay. Don't. It happens. hang on.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Hang on. Can I put drain cords on you real quick?
Yeah.
So I can talk. Okay, thank you. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that, because that's going to help you feel better, too. And don't take it personally, because this happens, and I'm feeling everybody's stuff, okay? I feel everybody's stuff around the world. So anyway, you can sit in meditation, and you can... You can state, I am worthy, right? Bryn is worthy, or Brian, however you say it. I didn't mean to disrespect how you pronounce
Bryn,
it.
That's right.
Thank you. Bryn. And Bryn is worthy. And then say your full name, you know what I mean? Like Bryn John Doe. That's not really what your full name is. I'm not asking you to reveal it. you know.
Sure.
I'm using that as an example. And if you had a nickname when you were a little boy, right?
Yeah.
If you had a nickname, you know, that a love nickname, you know what I mean? That your parents or your grandparents called you, you know, like one of those cute, sweet ones, right? Use that too. You know, like, if for like somebody might have been called, you know, my little love bug, right? So then my, you know, I'm a little love bug. That's worthy. I'm a worthy love bug. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, if you ever at any time decide that you would like to do a personal healing with me, you can just contact me on my website on JudithDivineHealing.com and we can work together. But in the meantime, I gave
you
some tools and you're welcome. And thank you, Bryn, for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Take care.
God bless
Have
you.
A good one. God
you
bless
too.
You.
You too. Hello, Eric Code 863.
Hi. Sorry, jumped the gun there.
Oh, that's okay. Would you like to ask a question or were you just wanting to listen?
I'd like to ask a question, please.
All righty.
You know, the gal who asked about relocating, that was kind of, it's funny, the first two ladies, I had both of those questions in my mind. It was just funny listening because I was curious about love and then the second lady asked about moving and it's like, well, I'd like to ask. I thought that was kind of crazy. But yeah, I wanted to ask about, you know, relocating myself. I was hoping to make a move, you know, sometime this year and haven't really pinpointed the where for sure. So I was hoping for some guidance around, you know, if it's the best thing, you know, for me to move or if you get any insights around where would be a good fit for me. I live in Florida now.
Okay. I'm asking the Divine Master, is it in your highest good to make a physical relocation move, because you have to be very clear, right, in the year 2020? And they're saying, no, it's better for you if you wait till the beginning of 2021. So they're saying if you waited till, like, February or March, right, to physically relocate, right, before then, you will get a very clear intuition knowing, okay, of where you want to move to, and it will be very clear. At first, you might say, what, really? Okay, but yeah, okay, yeah, I can see myself there, you know, type of conversation that you might have with yourself, okay, and that's where you're going to meet that love, okay, because right now that love that you're waiting for is in transition, okay, transition in the ways where he's working on some of his personal stuff, and which is good, right, and, he's had a lot of loss, so that's, you know, the processing and transformation stuff that he's going through. So it has nothing to do with, you know, he's a good guy is what they're saying. And you'll be very happy.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will be the kind of relationship where you genuinely support each other in all ways. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, because that's what we all want, right?
Yes, definitely.
We want relationships where we can individually still grow, but then come in and grow more as a couple, right?
Yes.
I think it strengthens the relationship. Yeah, when people are allowed to also individually grow, you know, because it doesn't mean you're going to leave the relationship. I'm talking about, you know, people who, like, maybe they want to take a pottery class that they've always wanted to type of thing. You know what I mean? And the partner's saying, yeah, that's a great idea. You should do it. That's, you know what I mean? That's the kind of things I need. Or starting a new business, writing a book.
Yeah, and that is so, yes. Yeah, that's what I want, somebody to be supportive and loving.
And that's the man that's coming for you. Right,
awesome.
And that's the man that's coming. But he's not ready yet for you.
Okay. Okay, well, it's good to know that he's out there.
You're ready
for
him.
That he is coming,
you're ready
so.
For him. Just let you know, you're ready, okay?
Oh, nice. Good. Well, thank you.
All right.
That's awesome. Woo-hoo.
You're welcome. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good evening, caller 802. Did you have a question?
No, but thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you, then. I'll put you back on hold. All right, for those of you who have gotten your water ready, I'm going to take the cap off of my water bottle and I'm going to place my hands over your water now. And of course, Creator God of all creation, your higher self knows exactly what you need, and that's what will be infused into the water. And your water is ready to drink. It may taste a little different. So while we just have a few minutes left here, we've got about 8 minutes, and I've taken all the calls that have come in. If you're able to, why don't you just close your eyes for a moment, please. And gentle breathing, okay? You're not forcing it, your breath, or breathing really intensely. You're just casually breathing, okay? As you're gently breathing, breathe in 100% pure divine love. And exhale divine love. Gentle breathing, pure divine love. Exhaling divine love. Gentle breathing with your eyes closed. As you gently breathe in this divine love. Divine love fills your heart chakra and begins to gently flow into your sacral, your navel, your root chakra, your feet chakra, your throat chakra, the center of your head, and your crown chakra. Breathing in pure divine love. Exhaling flows into all your chakras. Breathing in divine pure love with each breath flows into all your organs, sending gentle divine love into all your organs, gentle breath, divine love, gentle. Breathe in divine love and exhale into your glands, specifically your adrenal, your lymph nodes. Let's send divine love into all your glands. Breathe in divine love, exhale into all your systems, your nervous system, muscular system, respiratory system, urinary system, all your systems. Breathing in pure divine love, exhaling into all systems. Breathing divine love. And let's send this divine love into the center of our head so that the right and left side of our brain and all quadrants of our brain can be filled with divine love, inspiration, clarity, and truth. Breathing in divine love and exhaling into the center of your head. Gently breathing. Breathe in divine love and exhale into the first layer of your auric field close to your body. With each gentle breath, divine love circulates through the first layer of your auric field. As you exhale, this love ripples out to the second layer and the third layer, pulsating, vibrating to find love. Gentle breath, exhaling, expanding into the fourth layer. And as the fourth layer of your auric field gently expands and pulsates divine love, your threefold flamed heart begins to shine more love for you and all. Breathing in divine love, exhaling and expand to the sixth layer of your auric field. Divine love with each breath circulating, pulsating through the sixth layer of your auric field. Wakes up also your pituitary and pineal chakras for divine inspiration and guidance and messages. Breathe in divine love. Exhale into the seventh layer of your auric field. With each gentle breath, all of your being vibrating 100% pure divine love. This is an exercise that you can do anytime you want, or let's say practice, okay? For those of you who would like to physically come back and be present in your body, humbly everyone, humbly everyone, humbly everyone. Big breath, feet rooting and grounding with beloved Mother Earth. I want to thank everyone who called in and had questions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all. And God bless everybody who's going to listen later in the archives. And yes, your water will charge for those who listen later. And again, you can find me on the web under GeneOfDivineHealing.com. I also do workshops and I do readings. And I'm really grateful to be here every day. My path is to inspire everybody that they are love. And my path is to inspire everybody to open their gifts for the highest good. Because it takes us all working together because we are all worthy. We are all valuable. And we are all love. Namaste. Aloha. Aho. God bless. And we'll see you all here next Wednesday at 6:30